When we last heard about Richard Grasso, the former chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, the Attorney General of New York State was taking him to court, trying to get him to return the bulk of his compensation, which was pretty bulky, $187.5 million. Well, the news today, Grasso is suing the Stock Exchange for $50 million, and he is seeking dismissal of the Attorney General's suit against him. Joining us from New York, Kate Kelly of the Wall Street Journal. Kate Kelly, what is Richard Grasso's beef first with the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, he basically believes that the exchange is in violation and breach of their contract with him. He is saying that as part of that contract, he's owed $50 million or more. That encompasses a $48 million payment to which he was entitled under the contract for 4 years of future service at the exchange, as well as some other money that he believes he's owed as a result of the dismissal. So he's saying at least $50 million, and on top of that, he's looking for some other figures as well.
But part of the issue here seems to be Grasso claiming that the New York Stock Exchange has not lived up to its end of the bargain not to make any negative statements about him.
That's absolutely right. What he's saying is that the exchange, and in particular John Reed, who is currently its chairman, violated their non-disparagement agreement, which is contained in his employment contracts. And they're not supposed to speak badly about him, essentially, unless there's some business reason that's justifiable to do so, or some marketing reason in which you criticize your competitors, for example. You're not supposed to disparage people at the exchange. So he's saying that John Reed, really between last September and sort of December, when Reed was both acting chairman and CEO, he criticized Grasso, he criticized the pay process, said it was an embarrassment, kind of lumped it in with other corporate blow-ups like Enron, and Grasso was saying it was inappropriate.
Well, if Grasso can point to something that John Reed said that would qualify as disparaging, what would be a remark that John Reed made that might qualify?
Essentially, he really did call it an embarrassment. He said that what had gone on was a mistake and he was looking to remedy it and that he personally was offended by things. He said that he couldn't believe Grasso hadn't actually called him up to try to resolve the argument over what pay was still owed him, which Grasso views as Reed's attempt to sort of argue this legal matter in the press. And he was offended, and he believes that his reputation was tarnished as a result.
Well, now there's the second ring of this dispute, and that is Richard Grasso versus Eliot Spitzer, the New York State Attorney General. What's going on there?
That's an interesting dynamic. Those two once considered one another to be a good friend. They worked together on the global research settlement of a couple of years ago, and in fact, Grasso was viewed as a guy who was able to step in at the 11th hour when Spitzer was essentially at war with Wall Street firms and also with the SEC, who felt that their feet were being stepped on, and bring these folks together for a dinner and help continue the dialogue and help bring about the settlement. So they were close then. Clearly, they're not close now.
No, Spitzer said the New York Stock Exchange is a nonprofit organization. His office has some authority over such organizations, and the pay package for Grasso is totally out of whack with what a nonprofit should be paying. At least $100 million of that, we've seen reported, Spitzer says he should give back.
That's right. And Spitzer, I think, has tried hard to stay out of the fray. When he announced his complaint in late May, he took pains to say he thought Grasso had actually been a good CEO and that he didn't want this to be a personal matter. It was just a legal matter having to do with the inappropriate compensation and where that flew in the face of New York State not-for-profit corporation law. However, Grasso was not going to stand for it. He believes it is personal. And shortly thereafter, he actually penned an op-ed column in the Journal talking about how Spitzer was running for governor and this lawsuit was a political tool. So Spitzer's kind of been dragged into the fray here on a personal level, and clearly John Reed has too, as of today.
Kate Kelly, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kate Kelly covers the New York Stock Exchange for the Wall Street Journal.